Channel One over and the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie. This
banana right there, I bet you need that. I'll see if I can get my own banana. A banana.
Well, now you hear all this restaurant people start eating in the middle of the day.
Have you been working all day, really?
No.
This birthday?
No.
You don't have to do much about your birthday?
No, I got somebody else to do it.
Oh. This is your way of celebrating everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your birthday party. I think it sounds so exciting.
Well, I got everything ready but the macaroni.
Oh, you want to have vegetables, too? And
oh, yeah, I'm having string beans.
Yeah.
Shoestring, I cut them down.
Oh, like French, huh?
Well,
look, see?
Here you are.
Oh, look at them.
How you do.
Yeah.
Glad to see you, too. Well, oh. Look here. I didn't know I was taller than you, Bessie.
You didn't.
And I am. Well.
That's fine.
Bessie, you are.
Doesn't she look good?
Yeah, she does. You look so good.
Yeah,
sit down there.
Take her on
there.
Yes.
Well, it.
Well, I didn't know I was taller. You taller than I was.
No.
It didn't seem so.
I didn't either. I thought she was really taller than I.
Well, I got old little. Ain't got no heels on my shoes.
Well, that makes a little, but I don't have much. Anyway.
Who's the biggest around?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's the biggest.
Ah, that is.
I have fallen off.
You have? That's why I say you look so nice.
I fall off. That's a given. That's not. I makes me fall off. You want me to fall off his head. I keep stout, and that caused me to be in misery all the time.
Yeah.
And so, I have lost about 10 pounds.
Well.
Because I weigh every time I go up there.
Now, what are you weighing now?
I weigh 50.
150?
Mm-mm. Just 50.
Miss Bessie, when you keep your weight, it causes you misery? How you mean that?
Well, it keeps you not feeling good, and it makes you miserable, you know?
Yeah. No.
But it does.
No, I don't know.
So I done fell off, so till I don't feel bad, just sometimes, just now and then.
Yeah.
Well, how about that knee?
A knee?
Yeah. Don't you have arthritis in your knee?
It's about gone.
Oh, it has. What have you done for it?
I just use hot bags on it.
Hot bags? Hot water bag? Hot water bag. Well, I've been kind of doing that too. And what would you do? Nothing else? Yeah.
Well, I bathed it in Epsom salts.
Epsom salts? And
how you do that?
In hot water.
Just put Epsom salts in your water?
In the water.
And
bathe it.
Bathe it.
Just keep it, just bathe it just like
just bathe it at night, you know? And rub it down, you see. Just
rub it up.
No,
rub
it down.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Epsom salt, that's good for it.
Well, how do you?
It takes the fever out of it.
Oh, you feel like you have fever in yours then. I know. Mine feels sore.
Well,
my knee's kind of sore.
Well, it's a little fever there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell it, but it's there.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell him?
I don't know, but
I can tell when I have it.
You can. Well, mine just stays sore all the time, so I must have a little fever all the time in it. Well, now, how do you use that Epsom salt? Do you
put it in warm water?
How much do you use?
Well, I use it about half a cup full.
Of Epsom salt?
Mm-hmm.
To how much water, then?
Well, about a gallon of water.
Oh, gracious. And you keep it warm?
Oh, yeah, keep it hot.
keep it,
and
keep
bathe
that
my knee down with.
Uh-huh. Well, you make it up fresh every time?
Yes, I make it up fresh.
Uh-huh.
Every night?
Yeah, whenever I bathe it.
When you bathe it.
Miss Bessie, you know.
You just throw that away then.
Let me tell you, what happens. People that don't take time to sit down and bathe the knee or something when it hurts, they just ought to hurt, oughtn't they?
Yeah.
Well, I bathe mine in warm water and put a hot pad on it then. And then I use Bengay. But I thought maybe you might have some kind of liniment or something.
Well, Bengay is all right for bathing, you know, rubbing with it.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't cure it, you see.
Uh-huh.
I use the hot water. Hot water is better than anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even better than the liniment?
Yes, sir. Now, when Bessie had her knee operated on, the doctor told her to keep a hot pad on her knee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, she had a knee operated on. Her knee was bad. She couldn't walk. And he operated on it and took that bone out.
Couldn't.
It's just a little piece of flesh or something was in there. And two, three little bones on the side of it, something like that. So he took those out. And he told her just to use Epsom salt on it and hot water.
Mm-hmm. The doctor told her to use Epsom salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a bone specialist, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so she's in Miami now. She's going down there.
Well, now she got some relief.
Huh? Yeah, she got relief for that.
Yeah. But she does what he said.
Yeah, she do what she say.
Yeah.
Just what he told her to do, that is what she done.
Yeah.
Now he told her to put the walker down and put that foot down on the floor and start the walking.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
But Bess is too heavy, one thing about it, to put that foot down and walk on it, like, you know, to put her strength on. So she have to get a stick, walk with a stick, to hold that fat up off of the stick.
Well, now, she hadn't done like you have, sort of kept her weight down.
No. She has kept her weight down. But she's falling off now.
On purpose?
Yes, that's what give her something to make her fall off. Yeah.
Can you tell the difference?
Not much. Not yet.
Betty, what are those pills? What is them? How they make you fall off? I just never understood.
How to make you fall off?
Huh? What did the doctor give you to make you fall off?
Well, I don't know, but he gave me some pills, that's all I know.
Does it keep you from being hungry?
Well, in a way it does. I don't eat much, no way.
Don't have much appetite?
Not much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Oh, what are you going to do tomorrow?
I ain't going to eat nothing hard tomorrow.
You're not?
No.
You're going to have all that food down there?
Well, it don't make me hungry.
Don't make you hungry to see it?
No.
And smell it?
Bessie, you know, it's inconceivable to me that anybody could cook if they're not hungry.
No, cooking takes your appetite.
It really does sometimes. I know that.
You mean you can make all them pretty cakes and pies and things and not be hungry?
Yeah. I'm not hungry at all.
Well,
I don't eat much anyway.
Well, I know I'm not as hungry now as I used to be. Oh, I guess the older you get, you don't maybe be, you're not as hungry as you were.
No, you don't
younger.
Eat as much.
No.
You know. Now, I eat more sweets than I do anything else.
You do? Well, that's what keeps you fat.
Yeah. Don't make me fan of fat. I don't.
I'd rather have bread than anything.
I don't want bread.
You don't want bread.
I don't eat bread. I'll never eat bread.
Now then.
Now you, but you eat some sweets.
Sweets.
Yeah.
Yes, I eat ice cream and stuff like that.
Well, there's no nourishment much in ice cream, is there?
No, I don't know.
It's not fattening, I mean.
Well, I don't know whether it's fattening or not, but I don't know. But I just love it, and so I just eat it.
You eat, what else? You eat, let's see. You don't eat pie, pumpkin pie and things like that.
Pie?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not a lover of pies. I don't care nothing about pies much.
Yeah.
Well, who was eating that pie on the porch last night?
Who?
Who was eating that pie on the porch last night?
Well, I was eating the pie on the porch, but that's just of times that, you know, sometime I had a little piece on a saucer, and all it wasn't pie, it was a little piece of bread that piece of pastry I had and left, and I just put it in the frying pan and turned it over on the stove.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you got everything cooked for your dinner tomorrow?
Yes, everything with macaroni.
Macaroni, that's fattening too.
Well,
and I do love it.
You do?
Yes, sir. I love macaroni.
Well, I haven't cooked that yet.
No.
I'll cook it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You cook that?
Yeah.
Well, now, you're not cooking everything yourself this time?
No, I got Doris to cook it for me.
What's she cooking?
She done cooked it.
What's she cooking?
She baked the ham and two lemon pies. That's all. And I got Brock to do the chicken.
Brock?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Brock.
No, he's a new fella coming.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's Leslie's cousin. He live in that new house. Before you get to Leslie's.
Oh, is he pretty well-to-do fella?
Yeah, he's a chef cook.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And he's doing your chicken?
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing, Tom?
So I want to see how, let y'all taste it, see how y'all like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, barbecued chicken. Is that what you're going to do? Barbecued chicken?
He'll bring them home tonight.
Going to bring them tonight?
So he's down there barbecuing on him right now.
Yeah.
And he lives right next to Leslie.
Oh.
Yeah, he's kin to Leslie.
Yeah.
Now, you going to be 88 or 87? You've already had your birthday, though. This is just...
My birthday was last Sunday, going a week ago.
Oh.
I was 87.
You was 87? I'm older than you. That's right. I knew there was something to it. So I was either older or you was a little older.
Twins, I think.
I'll be 88 in January. So.
Neck and neck, isn't it?
Yes. Pretty close to you.
It is.
Bessie?
Yeah.
What's he going to use for that barbecue sauce? Do you know?
I've got barbecue sauce.
I know, but what's Brock going to do? How's he going to... Does he tell
you? I don't know. He won't tell me.
Oh, he won't.
Mm-mm.
You,
he said, I would know as much as he knows.
Oh,
he won't
get
your secret away.
Yeah, he wants to do that for other people then. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that right?
I know.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
He has to make his money that way.
That's right.
Make his living.
And you say he's a chef.
Yeah, he's a chef cook. Been a chef for years.
Yes.
And he's retired now.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they retire young, people do now.
Well, he's old enough to be retired if he... you know, young man.
Or not.
No. Just basically, I don't know that I know what makes a person a chef. Does it the length of time that they spent in the kitchen?
Know how to do everything and the cooking line.
But do they take a course or anything?
No.
How they learn?
Well, some of them do, but I did. I can cook as anything most of anybody else can cook.
Well, are you a chef?
Well, I don't know whether I'm a chef now.
Well, no, I've heard this, and I just wondered. You know, I kind of wanted to know what made a chef a chef.
Well, that's the name of what they give you.
A well,
chef
cooking. You
and so, because I've cooked for family about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And not that is the only family I cook for.
Mm-hmm.
But I just cook with this one family because she had a restaurant, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the theatrical people used to come there. She used to have all of them come in there. And they used to come in and ask me to make them a Maryland chicken.
What?
Maryland chicken.
A Maryland.
Mm-hmm. And I used to fix Maryland chicken for them. And they'd want frog legs. But I always cook mine. I put them in a pan, put toothpicks in them, keep them stretching their legs open.
Yeah.
And put them in a pan and with butter.
Mm-hmm.
And garlic and salt them, you know, and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I put sherry wine on them,
mm-hmm.
you know,
uh-huh.
let them steam in that. Take them out and lay them on toast.
That's the way you do frog legs.
Mm-hmm.
And you do chicken that way too?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Maryland chicken?
Mm-mm.
Well, how do you fix Maryland chicken then?
Well, Maryland chicken, you take it in, you fry it in a batter.
Oh.
You fry this chicken in a batter. You season your batter up, you know.
With
that will make up a pancake, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, you put your seasoning all in that, you see. And you scald your chickens first. You see, kind of scald them like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dip them in hot water.
Yeah, and then
like
they take them out and lay them in this your batter. And then you fry them. And it'd be right crisp, you know.
Pretty deep fat.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
You know, that barbecue, I can't get that off my mind. I didn't know you were going to barbecue like that, Miss Bessie.
You didn't?
No. When did you catch on to that?
What, barbecue?
And this fellow down here.
Oh, well, I know he used to barbecue for Ned and them out at church on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
He used to barbecue out there. But you know, the best barbecue that I ever eat was a man in Palm Beach. And he could make the best barbecue I've ever tasted. I never taste Brock's.
Tasted Brock's. So you don't know how it's going to be tomorrow.
No. But Florida mate told me that it's so good you can chew the bones up.
Ooh. Who was it said that?
Florida mate.
Oh, Florida mate. Oh, they chew the bones.
And so I've never eaten on his, but I used to eat, when I'd go to Palm Beach, I always get barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
From this man, you see. He used to barbecue hams and whole hams and things like that for people all over the lake.
Mm-hmm.
He used to barbecue for all of them over the lake when they wanted barbecue, they'd come over there.
Barbecue the ham?
Ham.
Barbecue the ham, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just put it on this.
I don't know how he put on something on the way. He has on the grill, he has a long grill. Then he has a oak wood fire. He don't have this coal. He has oak wood fire.
Mm-hmm.
And let it burn up to the coal, you know. And he puts his meat on that, on his grill.
Uh-huh.
And he just stands there and mops it, you know, with mustard and different things, you know. Mop it good, then let it, that fire drip down and burn under there, and then all that smoke comes up on the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole ham.
Yeah.
If I can take it a long time to get through and get done, then
He'd start in time and get it ready, you see,
mm-hmm.
and the people want it.
And he'd have to turn it a lot, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He'd
yeah.
have to turn it pretty often to keep it from
burning.
Burning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he'd start in time.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You'd. I tell you, it does. When you talk about doing all those good things, it does kind of make you a little hungry. I believe I can almost taste that barbecue chicken right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll be up tonight about 7, 8 o'clock.
We ought to be around and just take a look.
Well, come on, have a piece.
Have the next.
Well, you know what?
Oh, I ain't home.
What's that?
You say I ain't home.
Oh.
No, he said, you know what? Oh.
You got the head cooks in this whole country. You and Brock and Doris, she can cook too.
Oh, yeah, she can cook. Mm-hmm. She's number one.
Yeah. Right.
But you made some pies too. She made pies and you made pies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she may not be up to you and to this fella down there, but I know a lot of people would be willing to eat her cooking.
Mm-hmm.
The preacher eats her cooking every Sunday, don't he?
Yeah.
I don't remember, did you ever have the preacher eat with you every Sunday? Every other Sunday?
Not our pastor. He go home for his dinner every Sunday.
Yeah.
It's Dave and him have their pastor.
Yeah.
I used to have him sometime too when I feel good. But I haven't had him quite a while.
Miss Daisy's pastor?
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty steady thing, just week, month in, month out.
Well, they have him every. They have him the first Sunday. And the third.
Yeah.
Just have him on two Sundays a month.
Yeah. Well, that just about killed today, Miss Bessie.
Yeah, that's right.
How'd you get everything so spruced up around there? It looks like you've been over it with the barber shears.
Well,
Isaiah help you?
Mm-hmm. I expect Bessie did a lot of it.
J.R. do any?
Huh?
J.R.?
Oh, no, you won't get that.
He don't trim?
Oh, no.
Cut your grass?
He didn't cut the grass. Aluda cut the grass.
Oh, yeah.
He don't cut no grass.
He don't?
Not J.R.
He not a grass cutter?
Well, I guess he could cut it, but I don't ask him. I don't cut no grass.
Well, he's right there handy a lot of times.
Yeah, but he just don't bother, and I just don't bother. So I guess Ludie to cut it, who used to mow it all the time.
Well, Ludie is a better hand, and you don't have to be out there and watching him.
No.
Now, if J.R. does something for you, you got to stay around.
No.
Huh? No?
You see, Jeff, he start anything, he just, when you get through with the machine or something, he done broke it.
Oh.
You see. He get through with it right then, you see. He'll start and come after working, and then that's why he's something wrong with the machine. So you got to then stop and have it in the shop and have it fixed and stuff like that. Jail's all right by if you stand in and watch him.
Yeah.
But outside of that, he ain't no good.
Well, he used to chop your wood, didn't he, for you?
Well, he used to chop wood, but he can do. He'd break my axe handle too.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
But
he gets mad. He gets mad, you see, sometimes. You know, he's kind of crazy up here.
Yeah, crazy up in the head.
Yeah, he ain't right in his head, you see.
Uh-huh. So.
And so when he gets tired and don't want to do it, but then he breaks the handle, then he can't do it.
Oh.
But he sure got a strong back, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's solid, Miss Bessie.
Yeah.
When he sets down a chair, he feels it, don't he?
He sure do.
Yes, sir.
Does he have a pretty good appetite?
Oh, gee, I can eat much as a horse. He's a terrible eater. He brings his food over there. That's what he comes over. Freddie brings him over, and I always just want to fix his food, you see, whatever he's got. And sometimes I have something left there, and I give him that, too. And he eats all of it. He'll eat everything. Well, he's a big eater.
Such as, what would you have out there on his plate?
On his plate? Well, if he has a can of turnip greens. And
a whole can?
Yeah. And then he have some sausage or something like that, and a quart of orange juice, or sometimes a quart of milk or something like that, and a loaf of bread. But if I have anything, you know, like rice or something left over, I would give it to him if he put it on his plate.
And he cleans it all up?
He eat all of it.
The loaf of bread?
Hmm?
The loaf of bread?
Well, what he leave that anyway while.
Yeah.
He's a big eater.
Yeah.
I don't expect him. He eats for every day, maybe.
Maybe. But I don't guess he eats but once a day.
Once a day.
Mm-hmm.
He don't bring soda pop down there?
Yeah, he has that too. He bring 2 bottles, 3 bottles sometimes. And he sit there and drink it all up.
And the milk too?
No, not really. You know, I don't bring milk. He just bring one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, she lives a life down there, man. Well, you'd think Miss Bessie lived at the crossroads.
Uh-huh.
So much goes on down there.
Uh-huh.
She still cooks, I guess, for Carol. Don't you? Or did you?
Well, she's going away to. She's in Norfolk.
Oh, she's not at home.
Yeah.
Gone to Norfolk.
She's with her brother over there.
Her brother?
Oh, Benjamin's her brother.
Yeah.
That's her oldest brother?
No, Aaron.
Aaron's oldest?
Oldest. And so Benjamin.
So she's gone away to school then. Well, you sure miss her, don't you?
Well, I do.
I know you do.
So she,
how long has she been gone?
Doing it the 1st of August.
1st of August? Well, I hadn't been gone too long then.
Yeah.
What do you mean the 1st of August? She's been gone ever since school was out.
No, she ain't. Not even since school out. She just went the 1st of August.
You mean she's here most of the summer?
Yeah. Because Benjamin didn't come over. No. He come over here, but he went back, and her mother cat over there. So her and Elizabeth went over, made a trip over to Norfolk.
And Norfolk, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So she said she liked it, so. So she just staying.
Oh, what's she going to do for food? She don't have food like you cook for.
She she
what does she have to do with us?
She eats hot dogs, Miss Bess, isn't that awful?
Well, she loves them. She loves hot dogs. And I always had a hamburger for her, you know.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
Well, you cook for what's her name? Isaiah?
Like he won meal a day.
What's his name? Isaiah?
Uh-huh. He just eat one meal a day.
With you?
Mm.
What's that, one in the evening or
yeah.
morning?
In the evening, when he comes from work.
You've already fed him then, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Miss
yeah.
Bessie, I want you to tell us what you're going to have tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them what you're going to have, your menu.
She was telling me when you all came in. You're going to cook macaroni in the morning, then you tell me.
Well, I'm going to have the chicken, the ham. It's already cooked.
Now, that's barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm. And string beans.
That's the ham that Doris is cooking.
Yes, she
cooks. Is it baked or boiled?
Baked.
Baked ham. Mm-hmm.
Now, you were telling me about the beans you're going to have.
The string beans?
Yeah, and how you fix them.
I have them string, you know, shoestring.
She Frenches them.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have French beans.
And,
is that what you call them?
Mm-hmm. And then I put them on, and to make them stay green, I put baking soda in them, you see. Boil the water first and then drop the beans in it. And they don't fade. They don't lose the
mm-hmm.
color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes a big difference in the taste, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah. And
the color of them.
You don't cook no meat or nothing like that with them, you see. After you take the water off, rinse them off good, add the water, and then you just put butter on them. And then I'll sit there and simmer, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the butter.
Yeah.
Then what else are you going to have? Beans? And
well, I think I have the beans, macaroni, and the ham and chicken. I think that's enough.
Now, Miss Bessie?
You going to have bread?
You haven't told us about how you fix the macaroni, and I know of something else you're going to have.
What?
How you going to fix your macaroni?
Well, I'm just going to make it up and put it, make a cream sauce. You know, to make it be soft, you know. You know, to cook macaroni just dry so, it just put milk in and just pour it on there. You know, it doesn't act so well, you see. But you make a cream sauce, a cheese cream sauce, and pour it over it,
mm-hmm.
you see. And then when it cooks, then you see it's loose.
Mm-hmm.
It's so you can dip it up nicely, you know, out of the pan.
No, I don't know. I'm going to have to see it. I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah.
No, I sure haven't.
I've been intending to make you a raisin pudding, but I ain't never done enough. I'll get it made.
Well, you needn't bother. Just get it. I will just concentrate on that barbecue or something like that.
Oh. We'll see how it's going to taste.
Yeah.
Well, you can have that too some other time.
You're not going to have any dessert?
Yeah, I got the cake made.
You got the cake already made?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Birthday cake.
Doris made it for me.
Oh, did she? How, big loaf cake, or is it just a layer cake? Layers?
No, it's a
big loaf cake.
Loaf cake.
Mm-hmm.
What's a big loaf cake?
Just
what you call loaf cake? Well, it's just a plain cake that's made about that high.
Oh, it rises itself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have layers.
No. You don't need none.
right?
When you make it that big.
Yeah.
So.
That's like old rising bread, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bread are you going to have?
Bread? Mm-hmm. Well, the flour's so bad, you can't use it. It don't make nice rolls.
Yeah.
Something, they're doing something to the flour now that you can't make, because I tried to make some donuts and they got through it just as hard as this tail.
Well, I'm sorry.
Terrible. I don't know what they're putting in the flour now.
You mean you and Caroline had to let up on the donuts?
Yeah, we stopped. We couldn't make them.
Well,
I ate some of the thing. I tell you, it's hard as your table.
Why? The very idea.
It's something they put in the flour. I don't know what they're putting in it, but it makes the bread hard. You can't cook biscuits.
Not even biscuits. Mm-mm. That wouldn't be just Mr. Sykes' flour.
Whose flour? Mr. Sykes.
Mr. Sykes.
But how come his flour got to be different from anybody else's?
Well, you keep it a little longer.
No, he don't. He gets his flour just like everybody else when the flour comes in.
Yeah.
All the flour just alike, I tell you. I bought some down to the meat house.
Yeah.
It used to be nice flour. And so I made this cake out of it. So I asked him one day, I said, what's the matter with the flour? He said, I don't know. I said, well, the flour ain't like it used to be. I said, cook cake just as hard when you empty it out the pan. It'll just suck like cornbread. Mm. I don't know what they're putting in it.
Well, looks like your pie crust would be bad, too, then.
Well, it does don't be so bad because, you make it real short.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be tough if you didn't make it show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But gee whiz, that's bad news.
What kind of pies did you make?
I just made potato pies.
Potato.
Potato.
Mm-hmm.
But Doris made lemon pies for me.
Yeah. Is that, she like that?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Bessie, I want to know what you're going to do with those cabbages I brought you.
I'm going to make the slaw.
Oh.
Mother never heard of the kind of slaw you're going to make.
She what never, kind of slaw?
A German slaw?
German slaw, huh? Let's see. What?
You take your cabbage and you shred it down real fine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take your vinegar and bay leaves and pepper. And put that in it and boil it in sugar. You put sugar in it, boil it down. And then you put oil in it.
What kind of oil? Just cooking oil?
Oh, yeah, just a regular Missoula oil or any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it cool off, then you pour it over your cabbage.
Mm.
And let your cabbage soak in it. And that's the
same. Have you already made it? Have you already made that?
Ever made it?
Have you made it already?
No.
You going to make it tomorrow?
Yeah.
You can't make it the day before?
Well, you can, but I'd rather make it tomorrow because it'll be...
Chris?
It'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You and who?
Me and who? About myself.
Does Daisy help you?
No, she doesn't.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
She don't know nothing about nothing like that.
You mean she can't cook?
She can cook her way of cooking.
She's not a chef, that's what.
No. And never will be.
That's why I was trying to get that a while ago. There's a difference between a cook and a chef cook.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's a German slaw that you call that German slaw.
Yeah. Germans make that.
They make that kind. Well, I don't know whether I could make it or not.
Oh, yes, you can.
You mean you just take green peppers and bay
leaves?
No,
not green pepper.
No, you don't
black
use
pepper.
Green. Just black pepper and bay leaves?
Whole black peppers and cloves.
Oh.
And put that in your vinegar and boil it.
Boil it.
In your vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put in sugar. You put so much sugar and make it half sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your oil in it, in the vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
When it kind of cool off, you see, and then
mm-hmm.
pour it over your cabbage.
And pour it over your cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put in onions in it then.
No.
Just cabbage.
Miss Bessie, I never saw a black pepper.
A whole grain black pepper?
I never saw a black pepper. All I ever saw was black pepper in a little shaker right here.
You never seen grain black pepper?
Well, I don't believe I ever did. Think
well, you can buy it. Just go to the store and ask for a whole grain black pepper.
Well, I don't believe I ever saw any.
Well,
it's
just a little black thing. It's a little black seed.
I've seen the cloves, you know.
Well, you buy the pepper sandwich in little boxes.
In little boxes.
Do you have a pepper mill? No, I have a mill, but I don't want to grind it. You see,
you just want to boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just boil it a good while and get that strength out and
let me tell you, the people that eat that food, you might as well give them hamburgers. They won't know any of the nice points about the cooking.
Well, I don't know if they will or not, but
they won't know any more about whole black pepper than I do.
Well, they won't get the black pepper because I strain it out. But it doesn't matter, does it, Miss Bessie? No, I think that's great. Because you'll be happy. Yeah.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about them fellas have got no taste. All they got is just a stomach. Who's going to come?
I don't know. You don't care. No. The chef, when she wants to cook, is going to cook.
Well, is the chef coming? I mean, is the preacher coming?
No. Hmm.
He don't come.
I never invited him.
You haven't invited him.
You got to have an invitation to come.
No.
It just ain't. It's not just an open picnic.
Something like that.
Is Brock coming?
No, he's on a diet. You see, he went to a doctor. He goes to some doctor way out here in this town. On the other side of Bristol. And so he said that the doctor told him not to eat nothing sweet and
seasoned.
Nothing so seasoned high because he has a kidney trouble.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it? Can't eat his own cooking.
Between his barbecue and your slaw, he couldn't do much good.
So he can't eat nothing. He told me this morning that he have to lay off of stuff, sweet stuff anyway.
Nettie and Leslie be there.
Leslie will, but Nettie won't. Nettie had to go to Philadelphia.
Oh.
Her sister died.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, she just come from Philadelphia last week. No, she come this week.
This week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's come this week. And so she went up to see early, and she the oldest girl. And so she went last year, you know, she was so sick.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And I said, "Hi, early." She said, "She's fine." And so she got the telephone call last night. She was took her to the hospital and she's gone.
Just last night?
Mm-hmm. So she left this evening.
And it was her sister?
Yeah, her sister, her oldest sister.
Well, we'll marry, and who was that that used to come over here and get, gave you, get you all got sweet potatoes from? It was an Annie and her husband. They be there? Are they invited?
Who? They were Daisy's friends.
They were Daisy's friends, though. Annie and
Coleman.
I don't know whether you know them or not. Annie and
Coleman. I know.
Annie Coleman. Well, they were Daisy's special friends, I remember.
Well, I know them well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not in your church?
No.
Just your church?
She belongs to some church.
I mean, coming tomorrow.
No.
It's not just a church affair, then, is it?
No, it is no church affair.
Just friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miss Daisy, I'm trying to figure out now how you pick out people to have that food. Now, if it's just plain old hamburger or something, I could understand it. But when you cook like this, that's different. That makes it a different occasion.
Well, I tell you, I'm mostly having the singer, you know, the boy to sing.
Oh,
that big choir, big chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are worth putting time on them.
And so I'm mostly having them.
Is Herbert still with them?
Yeah.
Herbert,
Hale.
And where do they sing?
They just sing from different churches.
Oh, they do. They just go around and sing.
Yeah.
Just speak.
You know, I taped that one time, and you know what? It wasn't any good, and I didn't know what the trouble was. I put the microphone too close up there. And they got such a voice, Miss Bessie, they are all healthy people.
They drowned it out.
They busted the machine.
Busted the machine.
Yeah. It didn't sound good at all. And I didn't know what the trouble was.
No,
it's got a little needle up there, down there. And you're not supposed to get to the top. You're supposed to keep it right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it went right to the top and stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They sing. They got volume.
Mm-hmm.
They have. Oh, they are all healthy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now, I forget the president's name. Is he still with them?
Yeah, he's still with them.
Yeah. Oh, he's a talker, isn't he?
He sure is.
I love to hear him talk. He'd hurt himself and been in the hospital.
Yeah.
At that time. Who else is in the chorus?
In the chorus?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all of them.
The male chorus, they call it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all men and boys.
Oh, they are healthy men. They are healthiest people you've
ever
saw.
You just want to entertain them, then, to give them a good dinner.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice. Do something for them.
Well, they've given us a lot of entertainment, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, you see, has nobody ever invited them out to have nothing like it.
Oh.
No, the first time I had them out to church. You remember? The dinner I had out to church with them. And Rice spoke about he didn't see how I could cook for those many people. I said, well, he didn't know. You see. See, you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. You see, I cooked at the restaurant, and I cooked for more than that. You see. Cook for more people than that crowd. I cook for more than that. you see. So many people come in, sometimes the dining room be packed. Sometimes the patio be packed outside. Well, when they get through, another crowd comes in, just like that. Well, you got to know how to announce that how much you want, how to cook, how much you're gonna cook, or how much you're gonna cook. And so, I have cooked for all those people, and they have tested my cooking against some chef cooks in West Palm Beach.
Well, they have.
Oh yes, Miss Burke, she tests my cooking against some of the clubs over there, you see, where these men cook at. And she found out that I cook the best steak and do the best cooking. You see, a lot of those chefs, cooks, they cook stuff. They don't season it. They just put it on and just cook it. Just so they don't have no seasoning or nothing like that, you see. But I always season everything I cook.
Yeah.
Now, at Bradley's Club, there's some of the chef cooks over there. They call themselves chef cooks, but I wouldn't call their cooking in any count because I have eaten some of it. I ain't no taste it, you know. You haven't got no seasoning in it. No kind of. Just put it on there in clear water or something like that and salt always.
Madame.
No, I cooked for Mrs. Vanderbilt about a year. I didn't stay up there. I didn't just come home. I didn't like up there in North Carolina. And so she has cooks that she has sent to school to cook for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so this day this cook had to go away. The doctor sent her away because she was sick. And when they found out, she had syphilis, you know? And so he told her she better not have her doing her cooking, you know, because, you know, she might catch it from the cooking, you know. But I don't think she could do that. I don't think she could do it. No. So she didn't have no cook. I was there. I cooked for the help, you see. And so Miss Howard come down and asked me, say, Bessie, does you think you can cook the madam's dinner tonight? I said, I don't know. I said, I'll try. Do my best. And so she did. She come. She brought the menu downstairs. And she had squabs and cold rabbit. And what else you had? It's been so long I just had to memorize all of it now. But anyway, when she went after the dinner, she had a cantaloupe ice cream. I had to take it and put it in the mold and mold it, you see. The thing was the shape of a cantaloupe. But you make it out of rum and cream, you see, make this ice cream out of rum and cream.
And candles.
And so she had a French butler to wait on the table. Her silver, you had to have white gloves with it. You couldn't put your hand on it because your hand stained it. So this butler was wore white gloves, you see. And so this night, when she had got through with the dinner, she come downstairs in the kitchen. She never comes in the kitchen. She don't know about the kitchen. But she never come in the kitchen. But she come down there that night. And she wanted to know from me. She asked me, who sent you to school to learn how to cook? I said, did anyone send me to school how to cook? I said, I inherited, I said, from my grandmother. So my grandmother was a first class cook, and my mother was a cook. I said, and I inherited, that's where I got mine from.
Yeah. Just born with it.
Just born with it. Yeah. Just
oh,
cooks,
yeah. Sister Rebecca, let me tell you. She says that's the best I've ever had in a many day. She said it's certain the squabs, she said were delicious. Why? You know, I put them in a pan. And I covered them all over with butter. Then I made a little stuffing, you know, a little dressing. And stuffed them, you know, stuffed them with the dressing. And then when they come out the pan, I put the little drippings of the foot come from the squabs. I just, you know, put it all over the squabs like that. And she said, my vegetables, she says, I never have taste in the vegetables. Taste like what you could have. You know, you got to season things. If you don't season it, it ain't gonna be fit to eat.
Yeah.
If you don't season it good. Now, and I let's get the ice cream out. I had to get a dish towel, catch on each side of the dish, you know, to keep from putting any marks on it, on a tray with ice cream. Oh yeah, you had to do just so, had to put everything just so for her. But she was a widow, because her husband died years ago. You know, and so she only, it was only her and her daughter. And she had company that night, too. She didn't know whether the dinner was going to be any good or not. But she found out. And she come down and shook my hand. And she put a $10 bill in it. And she shook my hand. She says, I want to congratulate you. But I didn't have to stay there. But about a week, because her visit was almost over from being out there to the Biltmore house. So she had to go back to Washington. She lived in Washington. And she lives out. Way out, and then she has a place, what they call Pisgah Forest. She got a cottage up there, and she has animals up there, and have goats, sheep. And the ranger, he takes care of those things and stays up there. And so he keeps the bears from eating the sheep up, you see. So he went out one night. He heard his sheep hollering. So he went out one night. There was the bear had the sheep in his mouth, holding him up. And so the ranger shot him. I bet you had about 10 or 12 bear hides all over the floor. You take those hides and have them mounted, you know.
Yeah.
But the ranger stays up there. He's on this mountain, and he takes care of it. So she carried all the girls with her up there, you know, and then carried me up there. I had to go up there and cook for the girls and her, too.
Yeah.
Especially there ought to be some way that these old crude singers could somehow appreciate this food that you all are cooking.
Well, I don't know if they'll appreciate it enough.
Well, before you start eating, could you sort of line it out to them what it is?
No. Can't tell. You can't tell no people like that nothing what you could.
Well, now, they're good singers.
And you can't tell them.
They ought to be able to appreciate food a little bit.
Well, they do when they eat it. That's the way they appreciate it.
Why, they just soon have some old meat loaf.
Old beans and loaf bread.
Yes. Well, the Pepsi to wash it down.
Yeah.
You don't believe that. Uh-uh. You don't believe
that. He don't either.
You want to show him what good cooking
he
is.
Don't
something.
He don't either.
I know he don't. But now, you know,
well,
some of these boys might not have ever eaten real good cooking.
Oh, you know they haven't, Frances.
So, Miss Bessie, you think you're going to show them what good cooking is?
Well, I tell you, I would rather have it fixed right and not to fix it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like half cooked food myself. And I think everybody's like I am. But I love to do my work. What I'm doing, I love to do it right. And if it ain't right, I don't want to do it.
Well, now, here's one way of telling. When they come up and tell you they enjoyed the food, what do they say?
What do they say? They just tell me they enjoyed the food. The food was grand. It was nice.
Well, anybody can say that.
Well, that's all they say. They don't know nothing to say. They ain't gonna make no song of it.
Now, Miss Bessie, no, really, don't you kind of think this is a way to educate their taste?
I don't know.
Don't you think that they need to have a good meal once in their life?
Well, I guess so.
Don't you?
Maybe she could work through their wives.
She's going to show them what real good cooking is.
Are the wives coming?
Huh? No. I invited Rye last year, and he went to Jacksonville, so I didn't bother him. So.
Oh, she
didn't understand. Well, now, is Herbert's married, isn't he?
Yeah.
He going to bring his family?
Well, he'll bring his wife if he want to. But he ain't going to bring nobody else.
And she cook?
Who's his wife? I don't know. I'm not about to cook. Anybody can cook. But cook how?
But cook
yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Anybody can cook.
Yeah.
Somebody can scorch up anything.
Well, that's it.
For to eat.
That's it.
But to say come down to real cooking, that's what where you find it out.
Well, now, how are you going to get it out there to them?
How you going to get that there?
Yeah.
Well, brought a man in over there. They going to serve it.
Our maid's going to help you.
Yeah.
Miss Bessie's been trying to teach me to cook, and she's giving it up.